This is the inside track for HeartlandMotorsports.com. It's Friday night. We're at the Bloomfield Speedway, Davis County Fair tonight. We're with tonight's stock car feature winner, Jason Cook from Mont Pleasant. Jason, I'll tell you, I've seen you have some great runs, but boy, this was a good one. You started ninth. You got your way to the front on the bottom and then held off the 0-1 car for the win.
Yeah, the ninth place, I was a little frustrated when I drew that, but I mean, this place and me get along really good. I love the Bloomfield Speedway. It's a really fun place to race. I just wish it wasn't so dang far from home. But and Mike, I'll tell you what, he's whoever got there first. Mike's fast. You've seen in the last race, he got there first. He's super fast here, hard to beat, and he raced me clean. He was on my bumper, I think, car length or so back, and probably had an opportunity or two to rattle my cage, and he didn't. He raced me clean, and we're good friends too, so that helps. And yeah, the car was way hooked up on the bottom. It was really good, and Everything, you know, when you get through traffic like that, a little bit of it's luck too. You know, I got right through there and didn't get anything tore up, so good night. I'm happy.
Always better moving through traffic on the bottom if you can, isn't it?
Sure it is. When you start that far back, especially on a track like was tonight, you know, pretty slick, it's better to start on the bottom and not be pinned up on the outside when everybody's trying to drive underneath you. It's a pretty touchy situation coming down the front straightaway between a bunch of cars in the wall, but it's part of racing. You got to do it. But I started on the bottom. I was glad I drew the 9 and not the 10, I guess.
It did look like it was a pretty good track. It looked like you could run up on the cushion or the bottom.
Yeah, the cushion was good at the early in the race, and I think it started going away, but there was two grooves of racing. I passed a couple cars in the middle, and Mike was running high when I passed him, and he moved down after that because I showed him that the bottom was pretty good. I think he could have stayed with me coming off of 4 on the top. The top was still all right up there, but down in 1 and 2, the bottom was strong, so.
Second fair win this week. We just talked with you Wednesday at the Lee County Fair.
Yeah, that's right. My brother actually won a modified race last night here in the fair, so we made a Cook Brothers fair sweep.
Pretty good Cook week.
Yeah, it was, you know. And, you know, racing's up and down, you know. 3 weeks from now I could be struggling and not doing anything right, but right now I'll enjoy this streak I'm on. You know, there's all these other guys I race with that are fast, you know, they get in these streaks too. You know, they're getting good luck streaks, bad luck streaks, you know. It's just racing. It's the way it goes.
Well, one thing's for sure, I know we say it a lot, but in that stock car class, it does not take much to not win.
No, you got to be pretty on top of your game about everywhere you go. I mean, there's tracks that got better competition all the way through the field, but every track's got your handful of guys that you're going to have to beat every night, you know, and that's what makes it fun. These cars are pretty even, and you know, as long as you get a good clean race and you don't have anybody doorknob you, you can usually have a lot of fun in these cars, so.
Who'd you have helping you tonight as far as pit crew?
Oh, I had my brother drove a stock car tonight. I think he was running pretty good and broke a tranny. And Craig, of course, is with me, Curly, every week, you know, helping. Kobe was here tonight helping out. These guys bust their butts. Justin, we call him Boris. Them guys over in the pits, there ain't nothing I can ask them. I could ask them to dip their head in the fuel cell and make sure that it had plenty of gas, and they do it. So they're great. They're great help. So,
who you got for sponsors on your car?
I got a lot of sponsors. I got, of course, Dix Dynamics builds excellent power plants, T&J Sandblasting and Painting, Mike's Automotive, Dingus Transport out of Danville, Iowa, Farmington Tax Service out of Farmington, Bert and Sue McDaniel, McDaniel Racing Enterprises, L&N Repair out of Mount Union, Iowa, Riverside Collision Repair, Mount Pleasant, 3D Roofing, my wife, Tahiti Graffiti. I can't thank my wife and family enough for supporting me. 4th Street Bar in West Point. Who else do I have? Let's walk over here for a second. I got to get my left side here. Quality Equipment, Mount Pleasant, Griner Buildings, Donaldson Tire and Service, and, of course, my Coors Light beer sponsor. And this Team Aero Chassis was really hooked up all week. So them guys do. The craftsmanship on these cars is great. So it was a really good week.
Jason Cook, thank you for talking with us on the Inside Track. Congratulations on the stock car feature win tonight at the Bloomfield Speedway for the Davis County Fair.
Thank you very much. And I also got to thank these two guys on the trunk I forgot here, Mike Lance with Lance Refuse and Davis Holmes in Mount Pleasant, Iowa. And it was a great night. You keep up the good work too, Dave.
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks.